Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? We go into business because that's what we want to do. There are times where people are in the family business, they inherit the business, but generally speaking, if someone is in business, it's because that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to see what it was like to be in business. They wanted to understand what it was like to be their own boss. They wanted to create their own destiny, and they chose a business that they really enjoyed, something they really did well. But the problem or the challenge is, in business, you have to do well what you do well, but you also have to do well what you do not do well or understand it and buy it. And what I mean by buying it is have someone do it for you who understands it and who's better at it than you do. But one of the failures of CEOs, presidents, and business owners is sometimes they just don't do what needs to be done. They pick and they choose what they enjoy to do. And if there's something that's hard, if there's something that's unpleasant, if there's something that they're not good at, if there's something they don't like, they put it off. They procrastinate. I'll get to it tomorrow. You know I need another person in manufacturing, but I don't really like interviewing people. So what I'm going to do is I'll wait. And then we wait too long. And we have a crisis. Or, you know, my marketing really isn't what it should be, but I don't like dealing with those marketing people. So, you know, won't get around to it when I get around to it. And that does create a problem. If you are a business owner, you have to run right into the things that you do not like, the things that you do not want to do. You have to solve them either by doing them yourself, hiring an in-house person to do them, going to an outside service or consultant to understand what to do, but you cannot procrastinate. There is no tomorrow. If we lose today, we can't get it back again. If we lose today, we lose the potential of the profit today. We lose the potential of solving the problem. We lose the potential of growing the business. And we don't want to be in that situation. What we want to do is we want to determine every single day what needs to be done. We want to have a plan. And yes, it's true, you can have the best plan in the world and you have your to-do list, and by 8:35 in the morning, it's all blown apart because you have to change it. But at least there was a direction. Business people who do not have a direction cannot lead their employees, their coworkers. You have to have a direction. You have to understand where you want to go, how you want to get there, because if you don't, how does anyone else in the company know where to go? And if people see you procrastinating and putting things off and not doing them, then why shouldn't they? So then we have a very dysfunctional business. People doing just what they want to do, not taking on the hard issues, and it's the hard issues that will make you successful. It's the hard issues that will put you in a position of being far above your competition. So procrastination is a word. It's a long word. It's even a long word to spell, but it's a short certainty to profit loss, loss of momentum, and creating a culture inside of your business that's not enjoyable. So if it needs to get done, either let's do it, let's find someone who can do it, let's buy the service, and let's make sure that we're taking care of those details that we just don't enjoy taking care of. It will help the business be more successful. It'll give you better employee retention. It'll give you better profits. And you will feel better about everything because it's out of the way. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.